Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
I think it went well on both sides of the ball. Even in special teams, we all competed. Tried to make our team better in the 3 mandatory days that we had on the field, and I think we came out of today, going into this break before training camp, my better team.
The progress was readily apparent for the players and coaches as their final day of minicamp came to a close. They're confident a lot of the new pieces have blended in well, and they credit a newfound intensity in the practice sessions as the reason why.
It paid off. We saw big strides from a lot of players out here, and I thought it was ran incredibly well.
One of those players has been free agent signee Andre Holmes. The tall and lanky receiver has been working consistently with the starting unit and is excited about the opportunity that lies in front of him at training camp.
I think I have a chance to make a lot of plays in this offense, help the team out a lot. I'm really excited for this year, and we've been putting the work in to make this offense explosive, and really the system looks really good.
Another is first-round pick Tre'Davious White, who has been one of the most impressive newcomers on the defensive side of the ball.
He's just integrated himself so smoothly into the NFL and what we do. He's mature beyond his years. Really what we thought he was coming out of LSU. He's made plays on the football. I mean, he has shown up in that regard in a positive light. And when I look at there, when I look out there, I'm looking at a player that, is, again, he plays like a second or third year player at this point.
The Bills are off for almost 6 weeks before they report to training camp at St. John Fisher on July 27th. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.